Nonprofits represent a major section of the economy, directly and indirectly contributing about $64 million to City of Nanaimo's gross domestic product in 2023, according to a recent economic impact study. The City of Nanaimo not-for-profit sector study was conducted by Nordicity, using data from 2023 to provide an understanding of the economic, social and environmental impacts generated from local nonprofits, as well as strategies to further strengthen the sector. A lot of people and a lot of communities don't really have anything formally written on the impact of their nonprofit sector, and it's quite significant as we have learned from the study, said Janice Kral, Greater Nanaimo Chamber of Commerce Vice Chairperson. Kral also works as the Chief Development Officer for the Nanaimo and District Hospital Foundation, a nonprofit supporting the Nanaimo Regional General Hospital, Oceanside Health Center, Dufferin Place, Trillium Lodge, and Eagle Park. The foundation also operates two businesses, Lifeline Nanaimo and Code Brew Cafe. Some of the nonprofits have businesses, they have social enterprises now, they're becoming more sophisticated. There are lots of different ways that a lot of people don't look at the nonprofit sector because it has evolved, she said. This helps share and give a perspective to the impact the nonprofit sector has, similar to what we know the business community may have. Nordicity stated that the not-for-profit sector directly contributed approximately $40 million to Nanaimo's GDP in 2023, while generating $14 million in indirect GDP through purchase of supplies and services, and another $10 million in induced GDP impact through workers re-spending labor income. In total, it equals a contribution of about $64 million. The majority of the expenses, about 76%, are spent in Nanaimo. A significant part of the economic impact of Nanaimo's not-for-profit sector arises from the employment it supports for the local and regional economy, expressed in full-time equivalents. The industry supported an estimated total of 940 full-time equivalents in 2023, resulting in over $53 million in total labor income, the report reads. Nanaimo nonprofit employees were reported to earn slightly higher wages, both at a wage and annual level, than the provincial average. On average, full-time employees made $64,400 per year. The report also considered the nature of the nonprofits, with the largest subsectors representing social services, as well as religious and faith groups. Both represented 19% of Nanaimo's nonprofits. Health placed third, representing 16% of the organizations. For outcomes, 78% of organizations aimed to improve mental health, 62% to improve social inclusion and diversity, 53% to increase access to wellness services and 51% to enhance social cohesion and cultural exchange. Kral said the Chamber's Community Investment Committee would like to do a follow-up study in 2 or 3 years, so they can continue to measure the economic growth caused by the nonprofit sector. It's really leveraging that report to share with the community and the business community, she said. Leverage that for grants, for partnership opportunities, for sponsorship opportunities, connecting businesses with corporate social responsibility interests they may have in the nonprofit sector. Really using that to build collaboration and building a healthy community.